You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name is Isabel Pasch, and I'm the owner of Bread and Butter Bakery and Cafe.
So, Isabel, we're in level 4 lockdown again, and obviously this is hitting food businesses hard, but also to differing degrees. I've seen that some businesses that actually have the capacity to do contactless delivery, such as Doe's Donuts, are completely closed during this time. Even so, others such as Celebration Box, who make gift boxes of sweets and flowers and other gifts, are still doing deliveries. What's Bread and Butter's bakery's opening or contactless delivery, if you're doing that, policy during this time?
Yeah, so we do contact, we have an online shop and we do contactless deliveries. We deliver bread, which we consider very essential, but you can also order our other products like pastries and biscuits and that as part of the basket. We're also partnering with the Greyland Farmers Market or producers from the Greyland Farmers Market. So we can only offer the vegetables from the producers there on Sunday, but we also offer eggs, and next week we will have milk coming on as well, and honey, and some spreads and paste. So basically we reached out to our partners at the Greyland Farmers Market, who we know, especially the vegetable, eggs and milk, you know, that stuff needs to go because the cows don't stop giving milk and the chickens don't stop laying eggs, and the vegetables keep growing. And so if a person or a family can order more than just bread from us, they can order a whole basket of essential goods.
That's great. So for level 4 lockdown, you're essentially becoming a de facto supermarket while still supporting the livelihood of those in farmers markets who might not be able to otherwise get their produce out there. Is that something that you started last level 4 lockdown, or is this new now having had the hindsight?
No. We did that last year during level 4. It was when the level 4 was announced, I was, to be honest, I was very upset with the fact that, with a narrow definition of what the government deemed as essential businesses or essential food businesses, because I felt that the narrow focus on just the big supermarkets, while understandable, I understand it from an epidemiological point of view that, you know, they wanted to minimise the amount of contacts and trips and all that people make. But realistically, supermarkets don't produce food. Food producers, primary producers produce food, and bakers bake bread, and they deliver it to supermarkets, and supermarkets then add their margin and sell it to customers. But these other businesses, the primary producers, are still necessary, and to deny them their direct selling ways, I thought was not very fair, and I don't think I never felt that that would put people at bigger risk. In fact, I think going to the supermarket is a bigger risk to spreading the virus than having stuff delivered to your home.
Yeah, because I remember last lockdown there was quite a lot of friction between bakers and butcheries and dairies because some of them weren't allowed to open. The rules were very wishy-washy. But this time it seems like it might be a bit better, like dairies are immediately allowed to open under level 4.
Bakeries are still not allowed to open. Butchers and greengrocers are, bakeries aren't. It's something that I have tried over the course of the last few months before this lockdown. It's something that I've tried to raise with the Ministry for Primary Industries and with the Ministry for Business, Employment and Innovation, and have tried to argue with them, where is the difference? Why are butchers and greengrocers allowed to operate but bakers aren't? But I have not been able to get any answer out of that. I have just been shunted around and my emails haven't really been answered. There isn't necessarily the greatest logic in who is allowed to operate and who isn't allowed to operate. And my sense is that it has more to do with which industries have a bigger lobby and have more sway with the government. And certainly horticulture and the meat industry in New Zealand are a lot more powerful than the baking industry.
I mean, notwithstanding that, has the demand for contactless deliveries been there over the last few days?
We've had quite a few deliveries. Our driver is still out doing deliveries this morning, and for Sunday, I haven't checked this morning yet how many orders it is, but last night when I checked last time, it was around 40 deliveries of vegetable boxes and eggs, milk, bread, and so on that will be delivered on Sunday.
And on a final note, how was the day of lockdown and the day after lockdown for you? Because I know a lot of food businesses had issues with food that was left at the end of the day and orders that were cancelled but still had to be made.
I mean, these really short notice lockdowns are terrible for the entire food system. There is so much food waste because obviously, we do wholesale to hospitality. So we had, I think, about 60 orders in the system to cafes and restaurants and hotels and caterers and so on for Wednesday. And that we when the news came out that there may be a lockdown, that was just when we were starting production, and at that point it was a maybe, and we didn't know. We can't just, we couldn't just cancel, and the customers didn't know whether they're going to be open or not. So we had to go ahead with producing the product. And by the time 6:15 or whenever the lockdown was announced, our doughs for the breads were all but made, and we then had to progress with finishing them off, because at least when they're finished off bread, you can actually consume it and do something with it. As doughs, we would have just had to dump them.
What did you do with them?
We delivered to some retailers. All our bread is organic, so it goes to a lot of organic stores in Auckland. We also delivered to Faro and various other retailers. Some of the hotels still got their orders, and everything else we ended up donating to the Auckland City Mission.
Well, it sounds like all things considered, wastage-wise, you did pretty well with getting things out to people. And it's great to hear that some of it ended up being donated. I mean, it's not great, but better that some of it was donated to the Auckland City Mission, because I know they've really been in need the last few days.
So we gave it all to the City Mission, that part. But then there's we because we have a restaurant cafe with our main bakery in Grey Lynn as well, and like all restaurants, we operate with a system called Mise en Place, which is part of your meal. Some steps of your meal that you order in a restaurant is pre-prepared. So, vegetables are chopped and portioned, and sauces have been made, and so that when you order a meal, it doesn't take 2 hours for it to appear on your plate, but only like 20 minutes. All that food has a very short shelf life from when it's prepared, because it's made to be used within a few days. And there's a lot of food in that space where you can't do anything with it. It's sort of portioned out for cafe meals. We gave some to staff. We had to dump a lot of that as well. We're still holding on to some in case we are allowed to open back up next week, but I don't think it will happen. So it's thousands of dollars of food waste, and this is, the fourth time we've done this. So over the last year, there's been a lot of dollars washed down the drain or dumped into the compost bin.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a very tricky time for businesses, and I do hope that we do come out of lockdown next week, but if not, we're really going to have to think about a long-term strategy for living with COVID and having businesses that need to still make money and bake bread.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.